We also read the phrase under weak sentimentalism that the requirements of the holy law are all kept out of sight. This next statement I wanted to read to you is very interesting to me because it comes at this in a different angle than I would have expected. This is from Councils on Health, page 460. Through spiritualism, Satan appears as a benefactor of the race, healing the diseases of the people, and professing to present a new and more exalted system of religious faith. But at the same time, he works as a destroyer. So he's coming as a healer, but he's working as a destroyer. His temptations are leading multitudes to ruin. Intemperance dethrones reason. Sensual indulgence, strife, and bloodshed follow. So the enemy, she says, and this is what I'm discovering, one of the forms that spiritualism comes to keep out of sight the requirements of God's holy law. And it has to do with where I see some drifting in so-called health evangelism or the health message, so-called. And let me capture it this way. Occasionally I've been driving, you know, late at night and you're trying to stay awake or whatever, and you know, you flip the radio on. And have you ever heard these infomercials for the new latest health product? You know, the fountain of youth has been discovered. And for about 30 minutes, they'll have all of these testimonials. And there's something that I have found in common on every single one of those infomercials I've ever heard. I started noticing it in the last few years, that all of them tell you the same thing. You can keep eating what you've been eating. You can keep right on living the way you've been living. Just take these pills. That is a subtle form of keeping out of sight the requirements of God's holy law. But somehow, because it's natural, it tricks us. And we should really be careful, by the way, because all that is alternative is not good. You know, the term alternative medicine. If you just take the word apart, alternative, alter means to change, and native means original. To change the original, does that sound good? Well, I'm just throwing that out there. We need to be careful. If it's just because it's alternative, just because it's called natural, doesn't mean it's okay. And I've been concerned about this, even among my own brothers and sisters in the church, that sometimes, now, I know there are some good products out there, so don't make a sweeping criticism out of what I'm saying here, but I remember somebody telling me they had gotten into a product, a health product. Prior to that, they'd been doing medical missionary work. I mean medical missionary work, working with their hands with people, doing hydrotherapy and things like that. It's a lot of work. Those of you who've done that, you know. And then they discovered this product. And this person said to me, you know, now that I'm doing this, I love this. It's so much easier. It's so much less work. I was working myself to death doing all that other stuff. And I recognized right there the voice of the enemy. In fact, Mrs. White specifically says that God's remedies are often not appreciated because of the work that is required. And the Lord has given us plenty of good instruction on things that we can do. And I believe we ought to do our best to try and find those natural remedies. And they go hand in hand with a change in the way we live, the change in the way we eat, and a lot of other things that I know come close to home. By the way, another example of this, keeping the requirements of the holy law out of sight, it happens in so many subtle ways. And it's surprising for me to hear it in Adventism. We're the people of the Ten Commandments, right? And yet I still hear things like this. I heard it recently on a television network. It was a discussion, a group discussion, an Adventist program, a roundtable discussion. And this comment was made. You don't have to keep the Sabbath. You get to keep the Sabbath. Do you hear it? Keeping the requirements of God's holy law out of sight. That's not true. Yes, it's a requirement. You have to keep the Sabbath, and you get to keep the Sabbath. Of course you get to keep the Sabbath. and it's a requirement. See, those requirements of God are a pleasure to those who love Him. Isn't that right? So yes, we get to. Yes, it's a privilege and a joy, and it's a requirement, and it doesn't bother me one bit to say that.